Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed, and we will begin six lines from the top of Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. So the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis brought a very important Machloikis Amayron, a Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with regards to Shechita. The Machloikis was Yeshna L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzoif or Eino L'Shechita Ela B'Soif. Rabbi Yochanan Shechita is that although the definition of shechita is shechting the majority of two simanim by a behema, when the shechit shechts one of the simanim, it's considered that the shechita began. Now, the shechita isn't completed until roiv of both simanim are slaughtered. But shechting one of the simanim in and of itself already constitutes a ma'isa shechita. Reish Lakish said in the name of Levi Saba, no, eino l'shechita ela b'soif. That being that the definition of shechita is shechting both simanim, if all you did was shecht one of the simanim, it's nothing. It's not considered a little bit of shechita. Rather, there's no shechita until you shecht both simanim. When you shecht both simanim, then you have the entire shechita. In other words, from a lundis perspective, when you shecht one of the two simanim of a behema, do you look at it as a mikta shechita, or do you not look at it as a mikta shechita? So on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara discussed nafkaminas between this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But the truth is, this is something that comes up in many places in Shas. It comes up in Seder Kachim. Rav Meir shechita is mefaglin bechatzi mater. So what would be if a kohen had a machsheves pigel while he was shechting one of the two simanim of an animal? Is it considered a little bit of a shechita? Yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'atzoif, or it's not even considered a little bit of a shechita, because eina l'shechita ela b'soif. Either way, the Gemara is just gonna conclude its discussion of this machloikis with one final question. Masav Rav Idi Barabin u'bemoyed. Halacha is, it says in the Torah, lo yisishochet al chometz dam zivchi, that on erev Pesach, the zman that once upon a time, the Yidden brought the Karban Pesach, there was halacha that it was asur, aloy sase, to shech the Karban Pesach, if a person still had chametz in his rishos. So obviously, you're not allowed to have chametz in your rishos, mishay shayisu l'mayla on Erev Pesach. In addition to all the isurim, ba'yira, ba'yimatzeh, if somebody eats the chametz, he's going to be chayiv karis, that involve having chametz in your possession on Erev Pesach, there's another halacha that says that if you brought the Karban Pesach while you had chametz in your rishos, you were over a special loy sase. The Gemara says that that's not only true for Karban Pesach, even though the Torah says Pesach, but really it's true for all Karbanos. So if somebody had to bring a Shalmei Nedava, for example, and he brought his Shlomim Erev Pesach while he had Chametz in his Rishos, again, in addition to all the Isurim that this person violated for having Chametz in his Rishos, Mishay Shoyes Ulamayla, he's going to be over this special Isser of Lo Yisishochet Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So the context of this Braisa is somebody brought the Karban Pesach. He brought it at a time that he had chametz in his rishos. Was he over the iser or was he not over the iser? Says the Braisa, ubimoyed, if the person brought the Karban Pesach on moyed, meaning he brought it on Yontif itself, which is not the zman to bring the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach, right? In the Torah, Chag HaPesach is Erev Pesach. Today, we refer to Pesach as Pesach, the 7 or the 8 days of Pesach. But really, on a biblical level, Chag HaPesach in the Torah is referring to Erev Pesach. That's when they brought the Karban Pesach. Pesach itself is referred to as Chag HaMatzos. But either way, this person brought the Karban Pesach, not Erev Pesach, which is when you're supposed to bring it, but rather he brought it on Yontif itself. So the price, it says, Lishmai, if we brought it L'Shem Pesach, Potter. And he had chametz in his rishos. He's not over that loisaseh of bringing the Karban Pesach while he has chametz. The reason is because it was a pasul Karban Pesach. He brought the Karban Pesach on Pesach. You're not supposed to bring it on Pesach. You're supposed to bring it on Erev Pesach. So being that he didn't bring a kosher Karban, so counterintuitively, he saves himself on the other side. He doesn't end up being over the Isser. Because the Isser is to bring a kosher Karban while you have chametz in your rishos. If he had he brought the Karban Pesach, bizman, at that you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, he would have been over the Lois Aseh. But being that he brought it on Yontif, which is not the time that he's supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, so he ends up being potter from the Lois Aseh. However, if he brought the Karban Pesach on Pesach, not Erev Pesach, on Pesach. But he brought it Shalei Lishmoy. Rashi says he brought it Lishem Shlomim Chayiv. Then he's going to be Chayiv. And the reason he's going to be Chayiv is based on an idea that came up several times in Masech Tezvachim and Menaches, and that is Pesach B'Shar Yomois HaShono Shlomim. Now, Lachi is that a Karban Pesach is a Sif Katon in Shlomim. And as a result, if somebody has a Karban Pesach that for whatever reason can't be brought as a Karban Pesach, it somehow loses its status of Pesach, and it takes on the status of a carbon shlomim. And there are many examples of it. One example is Pesach she'avar olav shnasai. For example, the carbon Pesach has to be up to 1 year old. If it's older than a year old, you can't bring it as a carbon Pesach anymore. Let's say someone was mafish a carbon Pesach. Now it's too old to be brought as a carbon Pesach. The halach is, it becomes a shlomim, a meiser Pesach. Somebody was mafish a carbon Pesach, and he lost it. So he had no choice. He was mafresh another carbon Pesach. Then he found the original one. What do you do with the original one? You can't bring two. So what do you do with the original one? It takes on the halacha of a carbon shlomim. So there's different examples of how a carbon Pesach, which can't be brought as a carbon Pesach anymore, would be considered a shlomim. Says the Braisa, being that Pesach b'shayim moyis hashon is a shlomim, and this carbon Pesach right now can't be brought as a carbon Pesach because it's yontif. It's not the time to bring it. So what happens? It becomes a shlomim. As long as he had in mind l'shem shlomim, so now it becomes a shlomim l'shem shlomim, which is a kosher shlomim, a kosher shlomim. He brought it on Pesach when he had chametz in his rishos. He's over the isser of loisi shochet al chametz dam zivchi, because as we mentioned, that isser is not exclusive to the carbon Pesach. It's true for all karbonis. It's for that reason he's going to be chay. So if we brought the carbon Pesach on Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, on Pesach, and he had in mind l'shem Pesach, so essentially he's bringing a pasul carbon, because it's not a Pesach right now. It's a shlomim. So being that you're bringing a pasul carbon, you're potter even if you have chametz in your rishos, because you're not going to be over that loisa, say, for bringing a pasul carbon. If, however, you brought it l'shem shlomim, being that it is a shlomim, shlomim l'shem shlomim is a kosher carbon. If you had chametz in your rishos, you're going to be chayiv. But the Gemara nitpicks on this price. It sounds like the only reason you're going to be chayiv is if you brought the Pesach and you had a mind l'shem shlomim. It's a shlomim l'shem shlomim. Hastama. What would be if you had no kavana at all? What would be if you brought it without any machshava? It sounds like potter. Meaning the only time you're going to be chayiv is if it was shaloi l'shmai. But if you would have brought this carbon Pesach with a machsheves stam, you're going to be potter. V'amai potter, freak the Gemara. Pesach v'shayim o'is hashon o'shlomim hu. If the lumdus of this braisa is that a Pesach v'shayim o'is hashon o'shlomim, and being that right now it's Pesach, it's not this man of bringing the carbon Pesach anymore. It's Shar Yemois HaShana as it relates to the Karban Pesach. It should be Memelo Shlomim. And a Shlomim Stoma is also kosher. If the Shlomim Stoma is kosher, then you should be over the Isser. Why only if you had a mind L'shem Shlomim are you over the Isser? If you brought it Stoma, you should also be over the Isser. So the Gemara said, Shmami, no, you see from here, Lomdus. Pesach B'Shar Yemois HaShana, it's true as a Shlomim, but Boy Yakira. It doesn't Memelo become a Shlomim. You have to actually do something. You have to have a machshava in order for it to become a shlomim. So if you had in mind l'shem shlomim, that gives it a teirah shlomim. But if you didn't have in mind that it should be a shlomim, and all you did was shecht its stomach, it's still a Pesach. A Pesach that's brought in its wrong time is not a kosher Pesach. As a result, you're going to be potter, you're not going to get malt. From Reb Chiya Bar Gamda, the Gemara's continuing. Reb Chiya Bar Gamda said that this conversation was had, this tumult took place in Beis Medrash. And Nizrika Mipei HaChabura, and the Chabura said, we're not masking. It's not true. Pesach B'Shayim Mois HaShana Loi Boi Yakira. A Pesach B'Shayim Mois HaShana automatically, by itself, nothing has to happen. It doesn't require any human intervention in order to make it a shlomim. It automatically becomes a shlomim. Aye, if that's the case, then how come over here, if you would bring this Pesach on Yontif Stoma, you would be potter. L'chaira, if you brought it stama, it's a shlomim, stam, which is kosher. As a result, you should be chayiv. We're talking about where the owner of this carbon Pesach had happened to have been a tamei meis. And because he's a tamei meis, nitchan l'pesach sheni, he gets pushed off to Pesach sheni. If he's getting pushed off to Pesach sheni, this person still needs the carbon. It's not a Pesach b'shayim meis hashana yet. Because the Pesach sheni, people that couldn't bring the Pesach rishon, brought what? A carbon Pesach. So it's true. Ordinarily, you think that if it's already chol amoy Pesach, and you're left with a carbon Pesach, you have nothing to do with it. It's a Pesach b'shayim meis hashana, it becomes a shlomim. But that's only true if you don't have to bring the carbon Pesach anymore. But if you were Tomei by Pesach Rishon, you still will have a Chiyuv. In a month from now, you're going to have to bring the Pesach Sheni. As a result, it's not, the Nidcha doesn't become a Shlomim. So a person who doesn't need the carbon Pesach, it automatically becomes a Shlomim even without Akira. Hachav and Mayaskina, where this person needs the carbon Pesach because he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. As a result, Stama is Lishmoikoi. Stama, we still look at it as a carbon Pesach, says the Gemara. V'hai hu devoy akira, and it's only such a Pesach that requires akira to make it a shlomen. Ha'achar loy boy akira, but ordinarily you wouldn't need akira. Okay, so what is this, which seems to be a real kachem discussion, or a psachim discussion? What does this have to do with our sugya? It says the Gemara. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi Yeshno Lishchita Mitchilah Vatzoyf. Bishlam, if you hold like the man Nama that holds Yeshno Lishchita Mitchilah Vatzoyf, which was Rabbi Yochanan Shita Ifsulei Mitchilah Shchita. So I understand this whole sugya because as soon as you did the shchita initially, even one of the simanim, the carbon Pesach already became possible. Eloi amit ena l'shchita elo b'zayt. But if you're going to tell me that the shchita is not chal until you complete the shchita, kiven the shachet b'porta, as soon as you shechted a little bit, it wasn't yet a kosher shchita because ena l'shchita elo b'zayt. But at the same time, it can't be used as a carbon Pesach anymore. Why not? Because if you shecht one simen of a carbon Pesach, could you bring it now as a carbon Pesach? Rashi says in l'chamum g'doy l'mizu. Right, the shchita simen echad would constitute a mum. If that's the case, itchile mi pesach. So idach ki kashachet shlamim kashachet. So now, when you shecht the second simen, even stama, it should be considered a shlamim. We're saying that the reason stama, the halacha is, it's going to be chayiv. Is the reason stama is going to be potter is because we said this type of pesach requires akira. The reason it requires akira is because it's right to be brought as a carbon pesach. So when you shecht it, it's right to be brought as a carbon Pesach, Pesach Sheni. The problem is, if Shechita happens when you shecht the second simen, at that point it wasn't right to be brought as a carbon Pesach anymore. Because at that point you had already shechted the first simen, and when you shechted the first simen, it wasn't the Shechita yet. And as a result, it gave this animal a mum. Once the animal has a mum, you can't bring it as a carbon. Bishloim if yesh lo shechila v'tchila v'tzoiv. So it comes out that the Shechita starts already when you shecht the first simen. So when do you look at the shchita taking place and deciding whether it's being brought stama lePesach or stama lShlamim? As soon as you shecht the first simen, at that point it's a regular good animal. But if the shchita doesn't happen until the second simen, salam deshakasha, then it comes out that when you shechted the first simen, it wasn't a shchita yet. When is it a shchita? When you shecht the second simen. At that point, it's not right to be brought as a carbon Pesach anymore because you had already shechted the first simen. When you shechted the first simen, you already gave it a mum. So the Gemara says this whole Shmooze works if you hold that yesh no l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif. But if you hold ena l'shchita elo b'soif, l'chura, this is not going to work. Amalei Abayas, Abayas said it's not true. Because nei de'itchile mi pesach, it's true that once you shecht the first simen, according to the man da'ama, ena l'shchita elo b'soif, at that point this animal is not roi to be brought anymore as a carbon pesach. But that's only as it relates to physically bringing this animal as a carbon pesach. But at the same time, you could still use the value of this animal as a carbon pesach. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be poida, you would redeem the animal, take the money, and buy a kosher carbon pesach with it. Nei de itchi le mi pesach, but me pesach mi itchi. And being from the kedushas domin perspective, it still has kedushas carbon pesach. It's not looked at as if it's nitcha mi carbon pesach. It's stoma l'shem pesach. And the only way it's going to take on the halacha of shlomim is if you actually have akira. But ordinarily, and uchinami, it could be a pesach. B'shaya mois hashana is memela going to be a shlomim. But the Gemara says v'chita eimer. How can you be poida this animal? There's a halacha boi hamadav aracha. One of the Gzeres HaKosov, as it relates to being poida, kachim, psuli hamakdashim, is that the animal that were being poida had to stand in front of a jury, had to stand in front of Bezdin, so to speak. And Bezdin had to determine how much it was worth, and based on that, they decided what the value of the pidyon is going to be. But the point is, the animal physically has to stand in front of Bezdin, so that Bezdin should be able to assess how much this animal is worth. And l'chayra, this animal that already had shchita simen echad, is not in a position physically to be able to stand in front of Bezdin. If that's the case, it can't be poided. If you can't be poided, then of what significance is the Kedushas Damim? You can't bring it as a carbon Pesach, because it already has a mum. Ein l'cham mum g'day l'mizu. And you can't be poided either, because there's a din of Mada and Harocha, but the Gemara says that's not a problem. Even if you did a proper shchita, as long as the animal's still alive, we look at it as a live animal, you could still do the Mada v'Harocha. Thus, in this case, you'd be able to do the Mada v'Harocha as well. Nu If somebody shecht roiv of the two simanim. But instead of making one straight line when he did the shchita, he shechted the simanim in two or three places. So at the end of the day, he got roiv of the two simanim, or roiv of the simen echad in a knife. But he didn't do it in one place. He did it in multiple places. But if you add it all up, He got what he needed to get. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of the great Rav, Shchitasa Ksheira. Okay, Rita Kameda Shmuel. When Shmuel heard what Rav said, so Shmuel told Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda talking? He said, Shmuel told me, I disagree with Rav. Because although it's true, if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, you could start adding up all the incisions and you're going to see that, yeah, you got Roiv at the Simen, it's going to be kosher, but it's not enough that you get Roiv. It actually has to look like you got roiv. You need shchita mefuras, a shchita that's exposed, literally. It looks like you got roiv of it. And being that over here, you can't see in one glance that you actually did roiv, it's not going to be okay. In other words, ha-shoichit b'shnayim v'shloishim mekoymois. Shchitasei ksheira, oy ein shchitasei ksheira. It's machlik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav said shchitasei ksheira, at the end of the day you got roiv. Shmuel said, anu alocha b'inon shchita mefuras v'lecha. It's true you got roiv, but you have to be able to see the roiv. And being that over here you don't just see it, you have to do the arithmetic to determine that roiv was actually here, it's not going to be okay. The Gemara says, not only Rish Shmuel, but Rish Lakish also held you need Shchita Mefuras. How do you know that you need a Shchita Mefuras? That it has to be, again, one straight line so that you could see that you got roiv. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, and this is in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tes, Chetz Shachot L'Shoina Mirma Diber Befiv. So the context is something completely different. But what we want is just the first two words. Chetz Shachot. So we compare Shchita to a Chetz. And an arrow, when it tears through something, so it tears in a straight line. And even if the line's a diagonal, but it's straight, it's one line. That's the point. So too, Shchita has to be like a Chetz. A Chetz is one line. It's not choppy. It's not a little hit on top and a little bit on bottom. That's the way Shchita has to be. Masav Rabbi Lazar, Beis Uichsen Besakin, the Mishnah and Daf Lamid, Amid Beis, discusses if two people were holding on to the Sakin and they did the Shchita together. So it says the Mishnah, is it okay or not? It is okay. Beis oichsen v'shsakin v'shoichten. Afilu echad mil maila v'echad mil mata shchitasoi ksheir. Now the Gemara's assumption is that these are two people holding two knives. So you have two shoichten that they're going to shach together. I have the top, you have the bottom, let's do it together. Frank the Gemara, it shouldn't work. This should be dead on arrival. Why? Because v'aleka shchita mefuras. By definition, if one of the shoichtim is going to shech l'malo, and one of the shoichtim is going to shech l'mata, doesn't that mean it's not going to be mefuras? No, it's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah's not talking about two shoichtim each holding their own sakin. Rather, what the Mishnah means is you had two shoichtim holding the same sakin. So it was one sakin, the shnei bnei adam, and there were two. One person was holding the knife on top, and the other was holding the bottom. But the point is, it was one incision. They were just holding it together. If it was one maisa shchita, so even if it's on a diagonal, that doesn't bother me. It's going to be one maisa shchita. It's not going to be a little on top, a little on bottom. It has nothing to do with this case of shchita mifras. Amalei Rabbi Abba said, even though in the Mishnah itself, when it says Beis Oichsen Besakin. So you have Shnayim Oichsen Betalas, this is Shnayim Oichsen Besakin. So even though from the Mishnah itself, you can learn it one of two ways. You can say it's two people holding two knives, or like in the Shnayim Oichsen Betalas case, there's two people actually holding on to the same talis. And the Mishnah, you can go either way. Nafkamina, do you have a raya from here that a shchita that's not mefuras is going to be okay? But Rabbi Abba said that even though the Mishnah itself isn't so clear, but there's a braisa that discusses the Mishnah, and I think from the braisa it's mashma what the proper understanding of the Mishnah is. What did the braisa say? The braisa says that two people can shecht, you don't have to worry that maybe the animal is going to be a treif. Said Rabab, if the case of Shnayim Oichsen Besakin is where two people were holding individual knives, Shaper, I understand why there was a concern that maybe the animal would be a treifa, that I need the braisa to say that Chiddush in the Mishnah is, it's not going to be an issue. What would be the chash? That maybe Reuven and Shimon are each holding knives. Reuven's going to rely on Shimon. Shimon's going to rely on Reuven. Right? Together, they're going to do a kosher shchita. So I'll do a little bit, you do a little bit, and then together it's going to be fine. You know what happens when two people rely on each other? Nothing gets done. The Gemara says in Erev and Nafkim Alam Aleph, Kederu Debe Shutfi, Right, a kedera. If you have two chefs in the kitchen, loy chamimah v'loy kariru. That's the end of Bepi. So I would have thought that maybe over here it's the same thing. Dilma samchi adot. V'hai lo yosin l'mebed ruva, v'hai lo yosin l'mebed ruva. Kamash bon dein chayshin. It's very geshmak what the price says. Shnayim b'chisim b'sakin is a very big chiddush. The chiddush is that you would have thought that each person is going to rely on the other one. And you're going to end up, not with a shchuta, you're going to end up with a treifa. Kamash bon that it's gedibak. Eli yamri b'sakin nechav shnei b'yodah. But if you're going to tell me that the whole case of shnayim b'chisim b'sakin is not with two people are holding two individual knives. Because that's anyways a problem. Why? Because you can't do Echad L'mayla ve'Echad L'mata. Because of what Shmuel said and what Reish Lakish said. Be'inon shchita mifuras. What then does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah means two people are holding onto the same knife. One person's holding it from the top, the other person's holding it from the bottom. But each person is, they're working together in unison, and it's one ma'isa shechita. If that's the case, why would there be a chash that it's going to end up being a treifa? If I do a little and you do a little, then maybe between the two of us, we're not going to get it done. But if it's really just two people doing a ma'isa shechita in one force, so each one knows that he has to get the roiv, because there's no other person doing it. It's just that we punked happen to be holding the sakin together. If anything, says the Gemara, if you want a chash, what maybe could come in such a case, you may run into a hadrosa. So what's drasa? It's going to be more the topic of tomorrow's daf. But drasa is you have to make sure that when you do the shechita, the shechita does, he has to slice, he has to slit the throat of the animal. He can't press against it, right? You can't use your force and press into the simanim and sever the simanim that way. It has to be a slicing motion. That maybe is a chash. Two people are holding on to a knife. They may push it a little bit too hard. So if the Braisa would have said that, it would have made a lot of sense. Okay, says the Gemara, Eli, Yamri Pesachin Echo Shnei Bnei Adam, Hayein Choshu Shem Yitrifu Zeh Alzeh. The Braisa is saying that the Chiddush of Shnei Mechzim Sakin is that you're not worried about a treifa. That's not a chash anyway. Shem Yidroisu Zeh Alzeh Mi Boile. If anything, what the Braisa should have said is that it's okay and we're not worried about Hadrasa. Elamai, what does it sound like? It sounds like the case of Shnei Mechzim Sakin is we're too nice. If that's the case, you see, there's nothing wrong be'etzem with having a little bit of shechita lamayla, a little bit of shechita lamata, meaning the shechita doesn't have to be like the chetz. There is no halacha of shechita mufras. The Gemara says, I wouldn't prove anything from this braisa. Amalei Rab Abin Tini Ein Chayshishin Shem Yidroisu Zalzeh. The Gemara does that sometimes. Right, the Mishnayos were much more vetted out than the braisas. So in a discussion between Amoraim, if there's a raya from a Mishnah, it's very hard to say, no, just edit the Mishnah. And maybe the Mishnah, although it seems to say what you're saying, but we'll change the gears and then it's going to say what I'm saying. So that works with a braisa sometimes, but don't try it at home. But that's something that you could do, because the braisas simply were not edited as properly as the Mishnayos was. And this braisa, even though you're right, the Mishnah says Shem Yitrifu Zalzeh, certainly sounds like one side in the Gemara, but if you change the gersa, it doesn't sound like that anymore. Either way, then it works. Masav Rabba Abin, Shachat Esa Veshet, Lamato Vesa Kono Lamailo. Another braisa. What happens if the Shoichit Shechted the Veshet, the esophagus, Lamato? And the kona and the trachea he shechted lemaila. Oh yes, aveshet lemaila, ves hakona lemato. Talacha shchitas ekshay. Feiting Gemara amai. Falak shchitim ufuras. Isn't it a problem of shchitim ufuras? And we see from the Gemara is that the issue of shchitim ufuras is not just in each individual sinet, but we want that the two simanim. You look at the two simanim together, the kona and the veshet. You should be able to see it. So lemaila on the kona and lemato on the veshet, you see, would also be a chisarin of shechita mufras, right? You could have argued that within each simen, you want to make sure there's no lamala and lamata. But if I get the kana in one spot, and I get the veshet in one spot, each shechita was kechetz, maybe that should be fine. But you see in the Gemara, not that way. The Gemara asks the kasha that if the veshe lamayla or the kana lamata is good, or vice versa, isn't that a raya that you don't need shechita mufras? Ok, the Gemara, hu moisivla, v'hu mefarikla, b'shechita asuya kekomes. It means that the shechita was done the way people wrote. So people used to write on a slant, Rashi says. And being that people wrote on a slant, that's what it means. It means that on the veshet it was lamayla, on the kana it was lamata, but it's slanted. So it was kechetz, it was one line that you can draw from the top of the veshet, let's say, where the shechita began, to the lamata of the kana, where the shechita concluded. It wasn't choppy, a little bit lamayla on the veshet, a little bit lamata on the kana. It was one straight line. As long as it's a straight line, even if it's balachsoy, even if it's kekumis, that in and of itself would be okay. There was a shor that had shechita, and it wasn't a shechita mefuras. The shechita had taken place in two or three places. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta came in, and he sees there's a tumult about this shor.
and there's a discussion. It's kosher, is it not kosher, right? Was it a kosher shechita? Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, Rish Lakish chimed in, the G'dayli Amayirayim argued whether this is a good shechita or it's not a good shechita. And the Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta shokam yishufri shufri. He took the best piece of meat and he ate it. Amalei Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said, Limadetonu Rabbeinu, that we see from here a Meiser Rav, a Dover Gadol, Mishnah Seinu b'shnei sakinu b'ez me'yalim, that you must have learned the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says, Shnayim oichsen b'sakin, what does it mean? It means even two, not like Shnayim Oichsim B'talas, where they're each holding on to the fringes of a talus, but rather Shnayim Oichsim B'sakin means two sakinim. And even though by definition one person is doing the shechita here and the other person is doing the shechita there, clearly it's in two different places. You don't have a shechita mefuras, so it's going to be kosher like Rav, not like Shmuel and Rish Lakish. Anomenal. Rav Yudomar Rav Hichlid es hasakin bein simin lesimin upaskoy psula. So the truth is that the sugyas of chalada are really mentioned later in the parak, but the Gemara throws in here a few memories of Amayram as it relates to chalada. So what's chalada? Chalada is one of the five halachos lemoishim misinai that govern the laws of shechita. And literally, what chalada means is you can't borrow the knife. You can't hide the knife at the time that you're doing the shechita. So the knife has to be completely exposed to the world at the time that the shechita is taking place. Says the Gemara, Hichle des asakim bein simen lesimen. What happens if the shochet stuck the knife into the animal between the two simonim, between the kana and the veshet, upaskai, and he shechted first the simen that was beneath the knife? So he did a perfect shechita. But when he did the shechita's beis simanim, instead of shechting the simen that his knife would hit first, he went underneath the simen closest to him, and he shechted the simen underneath, then he stuck his knife out, and he shechted the simen lamala. Right? So when he shechted the first simen, it was the underneath simen. How did he get his knife to the underneath simen? He borrowed it. He went in between the two simanim. So when he shechted the first simen, technically his knife was hidden from the world. It was in between the first and the second simen. The shechit itself was fine. The only issue was hechlid es asakim bein simen lesimen. So the halacha is psula. Tachasa'ar. If, however, when he did the shechita, it wasn't exposed, but it wasn't bein simen lesimen, it was just underneath the skin of the animal, the halacha is kshera. Says the Gemara, my kamashmo, I don't understand what Rav's chiddush was. Rav Yehuda said that I heard this from Rav. Now, Rav is a tanahu polig from the gedoyle amayram. But he was still an amayra. And Rav did not have to walk into Beis Medrash and recite Mishnah. You don't have to say things that we already knew from the Mishnah. For the Gemara, this shmuz of hichlid es hasakim bein simen lesimen is a mefurish. It's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Oy shechles asakin tachas hasheni." If the shechit put the sakin underneath one of the simanim, upaskoy, and he did a shechita. Rabbi Yeshiviv Amar Nevela, Rabbi Akiva Amar Treifa. So lechura, what do we need Rav's halacha for? Isn't it a mafurish? It's either a nevela or a treifa. Either way, it's not kosher. So the Gemara says, "Even Masis and Avamin Hanibin Bimata Lamayla." From that Mishnah, you would have thought that maybe the issue is when you stuck it underneath the simon and then you shecht it up. So instead of shechting downwards, you brought it between the two simanim and you did the maitzah shechita, swinging the knife towards you. So there was something wrong with the actual shechita. The loika avid kederach shechita. Avo mamala lamata. But if you went from maila lamata, the kaavid derach shechita, we did a kederach shechita. Maybe it's okay despite the fact that the sakin was underneath one of the simanim when you shechted. Kamash malan, that there's something called chalada, and that in and of itself is going to be an issue. Again, a lot more about chalada on daf lamed beis. Tachas or what happens if the knife was underneath the R. Kshera. We said the halach is, it's going to be kosher. That was Rav's second halach. Hichlid es hasakin bein simen lesimen upaskar psula tachas ha'ar. If it wasn't underneath one of the simon, it was only underneath the skin of the animal, that's going to be fine. Bei Rav Rami, in the yeshiva of Rav, however, they weren't so sure. So even though Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, said that I heard from Rav it's kosher, but apparently the oilam wasn't so confident that that was true. They said tachas ha'ar, eini yodea. We don't know. Iba iluhu. The Bei Rav, dami tachas ha'ar, eini yodea. According to Bei Rav, who said when it's underneath the R, they're not sure. Tachas matlis mao. What would be if it wasn't underneath the skin of the animal, but rather they put some sort of like a towel, they put something and it was underneath that, or tachas semer mesuvach ma, or it was underneath wool? Is what's that halacha going to be over there? Meaning, on the one hand, it's not do you look at it as tachas or, do you say that maybe tachas or is worse? Because tachas or is at least, it's within the skin of the animal. Over here, it's covered, but it's just being covered by ashmata. There's something else, some wool is covering it. So maybe that's better than tachas or. And the Gemara says, teiku. One final Gemara, boy rapapa, hechlid b'miyat simanim. Ma, what would be if the sheikhet did a kasha shchita? So he shechted roif of the beis simanim properly, the way you're supposed to shech roif of the beis simanim. When it came to the miyut basra, when it came to the last miyut, which he didn't have to do, he hid the knife, he borrowed the knife, he did that b'chalada. What's the halacha? And the Gemara says, teiku. We don't know. Rashi says that if this Shaila sounds a little bit familiar, at least the principle of the Shaila, it's because we had a very similar Gemara earlier on, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there discussed another one of the five halachas in Leishim Yisinai. The Gemara over there discussed Hagrama. So what does Hagrama mean? Hagrama means that you're not allowed to go outside of the boundaries of where Shechita is supposed to take place. The Shechita has to be in the Tabas HaGdoyla, in the Koiva, the Shifa HaKoiva. Right, the different Shechitas in the Gemara, Daf Yotes and Daf Yotes earlier in the Masechta. What would be if the knife slips out of place and a little bit of the Shechita happens outside of place? So it's what's known as Hagrama. And there was an important Machloikis Tanoim in the Mishnah and Daf Yotes and Aleph, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. What would be if a miyot, not the entire Shechita, but a miyot of the Shechita took place out of bounds? Would that constitute Hagroma? Would that disqualify the Shechita? Or would that not disqualify the Shechita? And the Gemara discussed different Lashonos of exactly when this Machloikis took place. But in one of the Lashonos, along Rashi here, Rashi brings the whole Arichas, but in one of the Lashonos for sure, the Chachamim Shita is that even if you did already Roiv of the Shechita, even if Roiv of the Shechita was done, so you did Roiv of Kashra Shechita, and then at the end, a little bit went out of bounds, it could be over there, it would still be possible. Now, Roiv of the Shechita is all you have to do, which means that if the Sheikhit would stop shechting after he did Roiv, he'd be fine. He has a kosher animal. The problem is he didn't stop. He continued. And when he continued, he messed up on that little miut, that miut basra, that final miut that he didn't have to do. So the Gemara said it's going to be possible. So Rashi says that seems to be a very obvious sushtel to this Shaila. Over there, the Gemara was discussing that the last miut that didn't have to be done was done. And it was done by Hagram. Here we're discussing Rapapa Shaila was Hichlid b'miyot siman emau, where the last miyot, again, that didn't have to be done was done, and it was done with a different one of the disqualifications. It was done by Chalada. At the end of the day, Rashi says the same Shaila. The Shaila is where you did Roiv of the Shechita. Roiv of the Shechita is all you have to do. Now you decided to get some extra credit. You decided to do more than you had to do. You ended up messing up. On Daf Yotes, you messed up because you did it by Hagrama. On Daf Lamed, you messed up because you did it by Chalada. But at the end of the day, isn't it the same Shaila? Okay, what's wrong? Over there, the Gemara comes out, according to the Chachamim, it's a problem. Machlokes, we're basically reading the Chachamim, but according to the Chachamim, it's going to be a problem. Over here, the Gemara says, Teiku. So Rashi says that really the answer is Teiku. The reason over there the Gemara came out l'chumra is because if it's a teiku and you have a shayla over here of treifus and nevelos, you can have no choice, but you're going to go l'chumra. Really sucked Rashi, it's one. So yeah, we spoke at an alumnus from the Beis Halevi when we went through this on Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. We don't have to chazer over the alumnus now. It's going to come up again in the next few dafim with regards to some of the other psulim. But the point is a very geshmaka idea, two Gemaras that tie into each other. Rashi already makes the tzushtel where all you need to do is shchitas roiv simanim. What happens if you did roiv? And you decided to complete the miut that you really didn't have to do, and you did that final miut, you did it with a psul. Does that now make it worse? You're a moisef kairea, or no? Being that all you had to do was right. That was Rapapa Shaila. Rapapa wasn't sure about chalada. It's a mefurish gemara by hagrama. Rashi is no difference between chalada and hagrama. It's really the same sugya. And the reason the chachamim come out l'chumra and daf yotes amud aleph is precisely because Rapapa wasn't sure what the halach is because of this teiku in our sugya. And what do you do if you have a teiku, Rashi? If you have a teiku, you end up going L'chumra XL. So that concludes the daf portion of today's daf. So just to go back to something that came up in the daf, came up twice, also a segue into the next Mishnah, which Metz Hashem will see tomorrow, and that is the Gemara discussed the halacha of Shnayim Oichsin Besakin. Two people were holding onto a knife, and it was Machlokes in the Gemara how to understand the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsin Besakin. Does it mean that two people are holding on to the same knife and they're doing a shechita? Or does it mean you had two sheikhtim and each one was holding his own knife and together they did the shechita? Regardless, the Mishnah said that shnayim oichsin besakin v'sheikhtim afilu echad lemayla v'echad lemata. Shchitasoi k'sheira. And the Braisa said that really this halacha is a very big chiddush. The chiddush is because you would have thought that there would be an issue. What issue would you have thought? So the Gemara said that really it depends on how you understand the Mishnah, that would determine what the issue is. If the way you understand the Mishnah is that there's two people holding on to the same knife, then the reason the halacha is a chiddush, because you would have thought, Shema Yidrasu, if two people are holding on to a knife, so there's more of a chashash that you're going to push forward, the force of two people. As a result, you may end up with an issue of drasa, Kamash Malon, that it's not going to be an issue. If the way you understand Shnai Moichs and the Sakin is that two people are holding on to individual knives, then the Chash would have been something else. The Chash would have been Shema Yitrafu. Why? Because in order to do a Shechita, you have to Shecht Roiv of the Simen. Being that there's two Shechtim over here, it's like having two chefs in the kitchen. And Kedera Debe Shutvi Loi Chamimi Veloi Kariri. Right? If you have a Kedera that two people are in charge of, it ends up being not hot and not cold. Not because they don't want it hot or cold. They want it either hot or cold, but it just doesn't get done because each person relies on the other person. The point is, there's a concept of k'deir debei shutva lechamim v'loi karira. Thus, you would have thought it should be a problem. Kamash malon the Mishnah that shnai moichsim b'sakin the halach is going to be shchitasek sheir. So this idea of k'deir debei shutvi lechamimi, that's the lightest line that we had in this morning's daf. So that's what we'll pick on. So, or we can talk about Yeshen L'shchila V'atzayf, if you want. No, so as it relates to this idea of Kederi Debei Shutfi, this is actually something that comes up in Halacha. And just something interesting, but Behektem, a Gemara, Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing a well-known Halacha. First Mishnah Mesechtes Sukkah. Sukkah Shigavoy L'mayin L'mayasrim Amma, Psula. The first Mishnah Masechtas Erevin, which is not as well known, is Mavoi Shehu Gevoyo L'mayla Miyasrim Amma, say Malacha. Mishnah doesn't say Psula, it says Yemayit. The Gemara asks why the difference in Lashon. A Sukkah that's more than 20 Amas tall is a Pasul Sukkah. A Mavoi, where you did a Shetufei Mavois, and you have to have some sort of Lechi or a Kaira in the front of the Mavoi as part of your Erev, and the Kaira is more than 20 amas tall, it's also going to be possible. The Gemara in the Chumash of an Aleph in Masechtas Erevin discusses what happens if you have a sukkah that's lamayla meyasrim amma, but the schach is very, very thick. So the top of the schach is lamayla meyasrim amma. The bottom of the schach, however, is within esrim amma. Is that a sukkah psula or is that not a sukkah psula? Kaira, the same thing. You have a kaira where the top of the kaira is lamayla meyasrim amma, but the bottom of the kaira is within esrim amma. Is it an issue or not? So the Gemara says really it shouldn't be a problem. Because you look at the bottom of the koira, the bottom of the schach. As long as it's within 20 amas, it should be fine. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why maybe it's an issue. Because maybe we have to be concerned that some of the schach is going to erode. Some of it is going to start falling down. And if the bottom layer of the schach, or the bottom layer of the koira is going to fall down, so it's going to come out, then you're not going to have the bottom. All you're going to have is the top. Now the schach is going to be l'mayla miyasrim amma. Now the koira is going to be l'mayla miyasrim amma. So what's the halach? So the Gemara said that Rabba said that there's a chilik between a koira, between a mavli, and between a sukkah. Okay, which one's which? So the Gemara says, Amri lola hai gisa, fa amri lola hai gisa. Some had the nusach that Rabba said that a sukkah in such an instance is going to be kosher, whereas a mavli in such an instance is going to be pasul. And some had the gisa, just the opposite, that a mavli in such an instance is going to be kosher, and a sukkah in such an instance is going to be kosher. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara explains this far. One gisa was that a sukkah is going to be kosher. You know why? Because what happens if the schach starts falling? Oh, you're going to quickly take your measuring stick, you're going to make sure you're still within 20 amas, you're going to be fine. But a mavo, if a kaira starts eroding, then that's not going to happen. You know why? Because the kaira is not private property, it's public property. We're dealing with a mavoi. There's 100 people live in the mavoi. It's something that belongs to the rabbin. Being that it belongs to the rabbin, so you're going to be walking to shul in the morning, you're going to see, you know something, the mavoi's coming down. All right, Yankel's going to take care of it. Yankel's going to be walking to shul, he's going to see, he says, Moshe's going to be take care of it. Everyone's going to rely on the other person. Zochti Gemara, Kedera Debe Shutfi, it's Lashon HaGemara, Erev Daf Gimel, Leichamim of Leich Karira. Everyone's going to rely on the other person. So over there, you have to be concerned. But the Gemara has Yedach Kisa. Gemara says, you know, others said, I heard from Rabbi just the opposite. I heard from Rabba that by a yachid you have to be concerned. You know, the yachid, he may be lazy, he may not notice something's going to happen. The Rabba, the Olam's walking to shul, it's going to be a tumult. You're going to walk in. So what's going on? What's the nais? Oh, you saw the kaira? It's coming down, right? That's what's... So fakert, the Rabba says the Gemara is mitkari adadi. Each person is going to be mechazik the other person. I mean that each person is going to be mechazik the other person, so over there there's less of a chashash. So the Gemara gives svaras afuchas, conflicting svaras. On the one hand, you can argue that you have to be more concerned with the Rabba.
Because by Rav, everybody relies on the other person. It's Kedera de Beishut, like Chamim of like Karira. Flip side says the Gemara, no, I think maybe you can, others say, I heard from Rav just the opposite. When it comes to Rav, you have to be less concerned. Because a Rabbim is mitgere adadi, they're mechazik each other, they remind each other, and as a result, you have to be less concerned. So which one is true? When it comes to a rabbin, do you say kedera de beishutfi like chamim of like karira? You have to be more concerned, or just the opposite? When it comes to a rabbin, ishes reyeyu yazayru ulachav yomer chazak. Just the mitgri adadi. They make sure everyone's gonna call you. But wait, which way does it work? So, interestingly, in halacha, you find sometimes the idea of kedera de beishutfi like chamim of like kariri, and sometimes you find the idea of mitgri lahadadi. So we have to figure out exactly how to resolve this riddle, but the point is that in halacha you find it both ways. And just to demonstrate, we spoke last week in Friday's daf, we had a Mishnah where the Mishnah discussed the difference between the Levim and the Kohanim. Right? Kohanim become pasul b'mumon, they're not pasul b'shanim. Levim are pasul b'shanim, they're not pasul b'mumon. The point is that the Kohanim and the Levim both did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim had their job, and the Levim had their job. The Torah says that a Kohen was not allowed to do the job of a Levi. Now that's pasul, a Levi couldn't do the job of a Kohen. A Levi klape the avodas hakohuna is like a zar. A zar sometimes is chayiv misa. That's poshut that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah that a kohen is supposed to do. But here's a chiddush: a kohen was not allowed to do the avodah that the levi was supposed to do. So the question is, why not? So the sefer achinuch and mitzvah shin pei tes. The name of the mitzvah is shelo yisasku hakohanim ba'avodas haleviim mishroshei hamitzvah levisha avodah shtei kitoy seva he avodah yikarim mikudashes. The job of the kohanim and the job of the leviim were both very, very important jobs. So we have to be very, very certain that the Kohanim are going to do what they need to do, and the Levim are going to do what they need to do. They ain't suffic, says the Chinuch. There's so much psychology in the Chinuch, incidentally. Says the Chinuch, ki kol melacha hamutelas al shnei anoshim ha-yoyser. Any job that you give to two people or more to do, hapshiyim mitzuya by yoysim melacha hamutelas ala echad avadai. He's much more likely to not do the job that he's supposed to do. Why? Because each person is going to rely on his friend. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing. No one's going to do anything. Says the Chinuch. This is something that every single person can understand. So says the Chinuch, you know why the Torah wanted that the Kohanim shouldn't do the Levim's job? And the Levim shouldn't do the Kohanim. The Levim not doing the Kohanim's job, it's above their pay grade. But why can't the Kohanim do the Levim's job? Right? Says the Chinuch, it's because if the Levi is going to think that the Kohen could do his Avodah, then the Levi might get lazy one day. And the Levi might say, you know what? We'll rely on the Kohanim. No. Kohanim do what the Kohanim do. The Levim do what the Levim do. I can't do what you do. You can't do what I do. Like this, it won't be a Kedera de Beishutvi. As a result, there'll be no Atzlus. There'll be no Yish. There'll be no Shikha. It's such an important Avodah, says the Chinuch. It's Avodah Yikara Mikudeshes that we had no choice but to make sure. And even within the Avodah itself, there were Mishmaros. And within the Mishma, there was a Beis Av. Right? Everything was done so precisely. Every Kohen, you'd win the Goyrel. You had to know what you wanted. Let the Kohanim take care of it together. Right? It's all Mam and Kohanim. Mom and Gavaya, you find these ideas. Mom and Aniyan, no. You need that each Kohen should know exactly what his job is. Because if each Kohen and his the Levim were also divided into Mishmaras. If you're not going to know exactly what your job is, it's very likely that something like this is going to happen. I saw something very, very interesting. The Chassam Sofer, in a tshuva, discusses the idea of Kederi de Beishutvi Loi Chamim of Loi Karira. And he brings a Gemara in Mesechtes Yuma. It's really a Rashi in Mesechtes Yuma. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We know that Loch is that a mezuzah has to be checked twice every 7 years. Now that's only a mezuzah of a Yachin. A mezuzah de Rabban. Let's see a Beis HaKnesses. A mezuzah de Rabban, what's the Loch? Pamayim B'yoyvel. Twice every 50 years. So I saw once in one of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's forum that somebody asked him, when it says twice in 7 years, does it mean every 3.5 years? Or as long as you do it twice over a 7-year period? See, Bordu Raya from a Braisa in the Sechtes Mezuzah, right? Going, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a pirish on all these brises. So in a brisa on Mesechtes Mezuzah, it says that a mezuzah derav is supposed to check once every 25 years. And that's based on this Gemara Yuma. The Gemara Yuma says Pamayim B'yoyvel. But he says that being that you see over there Pamayim B'yoyvel means every 25 years. So it's mistabra then that when it comes to a mezuzah de yachid, it also means every 3.5 years. But the point is that a mezuzah needs to be checked. If it's a yachid, you check it every 3.5 years or twice in 7 years. When it comes to a rabbin, it's twice in 50 years. The
the question is manafshach. If you're worried that the mezuzah might be a pasul or mezuzah, and that's why you have to constantly check it, then what's the difference if it's a mezuzah de yachid or if it's a mezuzah de rabbi? So Rashi addresses the question. Rashi is a mesechtes yuma daf yud aleph omer aleph. Says Rashi, kol dava shehu shal rabbi, anything that's a rabbi, ein la hatshriach olav harbe. Do not be matriach a rabbim too much. She'im titrach, because if you will, yehei kol echot oimer yasu chaverai. Every person's going to rely on the other person. Really, in a perfect world, the mezuzah the rabbim should also be checked twice every 7 years. You know why we don't impose that on the tzibur? Because it's never going to happen. So we don't impose something that we know is not going to happen. Ein lahatriach olav harbe. Any dovet shal rabbim, we try to minimize the amount of tercha. Simply, because it's not going to get done. Either way, says the Chasam Sofer, you know what this means, a mamalushin? It's Kedair de Beishutfi. Loi chamima, v'loi karira. The Shoyal, in that Shaila, had asked the Chasam Sofer that he said there was three people that apparently owned this massive, it sounds like it was like a hotel or something, or it was a nice piece of property with many, 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 hundreds of mezuzahs there. And the Shaila was, how often did they have to check this? It was a big tircha to check these mezuzahs, you know, pamayim b'shavua. So they wanted to know that being that Shut, there were three partners that owned this together, so they have to check it twice every 7 years, or could they check it, you know, tzvay mula yoivol, which is a lot less. That was the Shaila they asked the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer said a dovin noira. This is what the Chasam Sofer said. He said that the reason, it's unbelievable, he said that the reason that you don't check the mezuzah de rabbin twice every 7 years is because of what Rashi says in Yimad Avir Aleph, which is kederi de beishut v'loi chamim v'loi karira. So the Chasam Sofer goes through all the sugis, including the Gemara that we just mentioned in Erev and Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. He says all the places in Shas where you find kederi de beishut v'loi chamim v'loi karira, it's always a real rabbin. But you can't tell me that two shutfim or three shutfim is going to be true. So it's interesting that even though kederi de beishutfi, the Gemara says v'loi chamim v'loi karira, and that sounds like two people, right? That's as long, if you have two people, the Gemara stelled it to an hour sugya. An hour sugya we're talking about shnei moichsim besakin. So already you have this concept of just two people. There's not 500 people shechting the animal. It's two people shechting the animal. But l'maaseh Chasam Sofer in a tshuva proved from all the Tziradei Reish Pei Gimel, if you want to look it up, it's a very small tshuva. He has raised from all these different cases that you don't say by regular shutfis. Even though the Lashon HaGemara is kederi debei shutfi, and in the mashal it's two chefs in a kitchen, not 500 chefs in the kitchen, but as it relates to Lemaisa, it has to be a real rabbin, and if it's not a real rabbin, so he paskin for those chevra, that yeah, it is what it is. You know, you have a nice investment, but you're going to have to check the mezuzahs, pamayim b'shavua, twice every 7 years. Either way, so just a few examples of where you find this idea, both from a halachic standpoint, and this chinuch, where he discusses the shayrish ha-mitzvah and shim peites, of shalei yisasku ha-kayhanim b'avodah slavi. The problem is you find the other svara as well. The svara of mitgrei ha-dadi, and just to bring it out, in one nice way, and that is, it's Yedua, it's brought down from the Vilna Gaon, it's been years, in the Maaser Rav, it's Ois Kuf Ayin He. The Vilna Gaon, we know that on Chol HaMoed Sukkot is a Chol HaMoed Pesach, so we read Keheles and Shir HaShirim. And the Minhag HaGro was that he read it from a Megillah, Benigun, with the Trop. One person would read it, everybody else was Yoitze Shemei HaKoina, V'HaKoira Mevarech Shtei Brachas. And the Vilna Gaon in his base medrash, the Baal Koira would make two brachas. Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvayza V'tzivonu Al Mikra Megillah, and Shechayonu V'kimonu V'giyonu L'Hazman Hazeh. So the Vilna Gaon held that you had to make a bracha on the Mikra Megillah of Shir HaShirim and Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and it was very, very important that it be written from a klaf. Rav Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna, the Binyan Shloima in a tshuva. It's actually in two tshuvas. It's a chelik aleph simen lamin he, and it's a chelik beis simen samech he. He brings that he saw on the side of his volume of Maaser Rav that the Magia said that somebody once asked the Vilna Gaon a bomba kasha. Says everyone knows the halacha that a Purim falls out on Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah. Why not? Rabbi said, "Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Rams Bishus Rabbi." You're gonna be sitting at home. You're gonna have to read the Megillah. You're gonna pull out your Megillah, and you're not gonna know the truth. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna take the Megillah. You're gonna carry it to a Baal Koira, and you're gonna ask him, "Could you please read the Megillah for me?" And being that if you carry a Megillah on Shabbos, you're over Haitzah. It's one of the Lametas Malachis. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Rams Bishus Rabbi. The Chachamim said, "Let's not be mekayim the mitzvah the Rabbanon of Megillah. Shem Yavirenu Dal Rams Bishus Rabbi." So the Shoyal asked the Vilna Gaon, and he says, "I don't understand. We're mevatel Megillas Esther on Shabbos. Shema Yavirenu Dal Rams Bishus Rabbim. So how could you tell me that we're going to read Megillas Koheles and Shir HaShirim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Why aren't you worried? Shema Yavirenu Dal Rams Bishus Rabbim." And the Vilna Gaon gave him an answer on the spot. Said the Vilna Gaon, he said, "It's chaluk b'yisoid." He said, "Megillas Esther is a chivas yachid. Megillas Shir HaShirim and Megillas Koheles is a chayvas sivan. What does that mean? It means a yachid who's sitting at home has an obligation to hear the Megillah. He has an obligation to read the Megillah. The fact that he didn't daven with a minyan has nothing to do with his obligation to hear the Megillah. Thus, there's a real chash. He's going to be sitting at home. He knows he has to hear the Megillah. He's going to run to a Baal Kaira, and he may carry the Megillah. B'shul Sarab, Chachamim said, Shema Yavireno Dalam B'shul Sarab, we don't read the Megillah on Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos. Shira Shirim in Koheles, however, is not a Chayvas Yachid. It's a Chayvas Sibur. If you're sitting in your house, and you're davening B'Yachidus on Shabbos Cholomoy, you don't have a Chiyav to hear Koheles. You don't have a Chiyav Shira Shirim. It's a Chayvas Sibur. When is there a Chiyav? If a Sibur is davening together in Shul, so by even Sayara, and up, so before Kriyas HaTayra, we're going to read Megillah Shira Shirim. We're going to read Megillah Koheles. But it's an obligation of the Tzibur. That means the whole Shaila, the whole Noisei of whether or not I know how to read the Megillah, I don't know. It's all in a tzibur. Because a yachid doesn't have the chiyuv. This is all a shayla of a tzibur. A tzibur said the goyim, there's no chash shem yavi reno dal ramas bishul zarabim. You know why? Because the Gemara says in Erev and Naf Gimel Amid Aleph, this is what the goyim said. Mit kri adadi, the tzibur, you have to worry, they're going to all remind each other. No one's going to let, you think that the whole tzibur is going to start carrying a Megillah bishul zarabim. It's never going to happen. I mean that it's never going to happen. Over there you don't have to have a chash. The Ben Yishloimah said that he saw that the Magia wrote on Barim, Ubazem Yushev Kushis. What's Tais Yantav's kasha? Tais Yantav asks the kasha in the first paragraph of Masechtas Megillah that the Gemara says you don't read the Megillah on Purim Shchalias B'Shabbos. Why not Shem Yavirana Delarim B'Shus Rabbim? If that's the case, there should be no Kriyas HaTorah at all on Shabbos. Should be Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays and on Atinus and but not on Rosh Chodesh, but not on Shabbos. Why? Why are you worried that there won't be a Baal Kaira that knows how to read Shem Yavirana Delarim B'Shus Rabbim? You're going to go ahead and you're going to carry the Sefer Torah. So the Magia said, Lafiz, that's Gavaldik, because the Vilna Goyen said that Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv. It's not a chayvas yachid. If it's a chayvas sibur, it's not a chayvas yachid. As a result, it's not going to be an issue. In one of the tshuvas, where the Binyan Shloimeh discusses this, it's in Siman Samech Vav, not Siman Samech Hey. So one of the tshuvas where the Binyan Shloimeh discusses it, Chelek Beis, Siman Samech Vav. So the Shiloh was sent to him from the Baal Mechaber Sefer Shari Toida, Rav Mordechai Epstein. Zatzal. Either way, so he said a Dover Neira. He said that with this raid of the Vilna Goyen, that's mentioned in the Magia of the Meiser Rav. But the Goyen answered this Shoyal who asked him that how could you read Megillah Shir Hashirim and Megillah Koheles and Shabbos Cholomoy? Why aren't you worried Shemi Yavirana Dalam Shvus Rav? He said, with this, I think you can answer a Toisvus Kasha. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Dalet Amid Beis, and we'll end with this, gives two reasons why you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Rabbi's reason, that's the reason everybody knows, Shema Yavi Reno, Dal Rabbi's Pshus Rabbi. But there's another reason, Rav Yosef, Abma, Bibnesha, Eneim Shalaniim Nesuois, Lemikra Megillah. The reason is because the Aniim used to look forward to Mikra Megillah because they used to collect money then. They used to get money during Mikra Megillah. So we felt so bad for the Aniim. We didn't want them to lose out because punk this year, the calendar played itself out. That Purim fell out on Shabbos. So we push off Mikra Megillah. Like this, the Aniim are going to be able to get what they get. Freit Toysus Akash, it's the bottom Toysus of Megillah, the Avdalad Amid Beis. Then why did Rabbi Yosef need this reason? That's Pashit. Everybody holds of the Gzeira de Rabba, Shemi Yavirenu, Dalam Shus Rabba. Because that Allah is not only true for Mikra Megillah. We don't take Dalad Minim on Sukkah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Shemi Yavirenu, Dalam Shus Rabba. We don't blow Shoif on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Shemi Yavirenu, Dalam Shus Rabba. Over there, you don't have Rabbi Yosef Svara of Mipnesha Einayim Shalaniyim Nusu Islam Mikra Megillah. That's a Svara with Megillah. It has nothing to do with Sukkah, has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosef obviously is going to hold of Rabbah's Svara of Shema Yavirenu Dalam Shus Rabbim. That's how you understand Lulav and Shoif. It's a freita, it's a kasha. Why do Rabbi Yosef need a new reason for Megillah? L'chura, Rabbi Yosef definitely holds of Rabbah's Svara. V'haraya, because there's no Rabbi Yosef in Shas who argues with the Mishnah, the Takanas Chachamim, that you don't take Dal and Minim and you don't take Shoif and Roshana and Sukkah Shechalias B'Shabbes Bal Karcha because of Gzeri Derab. There is no other reason. So Rabbi Yosef anyways has to hold of Rabbi Yosef of Rabbah's reason that why Rabbi Yosef need a new reason when it comes to Mikra Megillah. As I freak Tais Akasha, Tais has a nice teretz. So Rav Mordechai Epstein told the Binyan Shloimeh, Shloimeh came to Vilna Netshuva. He says, "Lafi this Vilna Goyen, it's half of a fella." He says, "You know why? Because it's a Gemara, not the Gemara Megillah. This Gemara is on Daf Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a machloikis whether Mikra Megillah has to be done b'tzibur or not." Amar Rav, Megillah bezmana kairu nice afilu b'yachid. Megillah bezmana. If you're reading the Megillah the day you're supposed to read the Megillah, you could read afilu b'yachid. Shloi bezmana basar. Ravasi says, "Bein bezmana, bein shaloi bezmana b'hasara." That even if you read the Megillah bezmana, it still has to be b'hasara. In other words, there's a man domer in Shas. It's Shitas Ravasi that holds that Mikra Megillah only is lein betzibur. But if you're by yourself and you don't go to shul, you can't read the Megillah. He said, if that's the case, it comes out that Mikra Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah. It's like Koheles and Shir HaShirim. It's a chayvat tzibur. If it's a chayvat tzibur, there's no gzeira shema yavirenu da'alad amas b'shus harabim. If that's the case, you have to come on to a new reason. Mipnei she'enem shal anim nesuyas the Mikra Megillah. Avad the Rav Yosef holds of gzeira shema yavirenu, like the Yisrael says. V'haraya shayfer. V'haraya wulof. Why did Rabbi Yosef need a new reason? The reason Rabbi Yosef needed a new reason is because over here, Yesh Loimar, that Rabbi Yosef held like Rav Asi, that Rav Asi holds that Mikra Megillah is Oichet Achoy Vassibur. By Achoy Vassibur, that's Erev and Avgimla Ben Aleph. Over there, you have Mitkri Hadadi. If you have Mitkri Hadadi, in other words, the Machloikas Rav Yosef and Rabba said Ramartcha Epstein is the Machloikas Rabba Rav Asi. Rabba, who said Gzer Shem Yavran and Dalaram Special Sarabim, he held like Rav, that Megillah was Manu, Kurin Oisab Yoch. Rav Yosef, who held that you have to come on to a new reason, if Neshe Neim Shalaniim Nesua Isla Mikra Megillah, he held like Rav Asi, that Megillah Afilu Bezmano Ein Koyin Oisa Elo Basara. Shlomo HaKoyin wrote back to Rav Mordechai Epstein, and he told him, V'hineni koira malus kvoy teirosais fasayim yushak, meshiv devarim lechoich, and he got all excited with this beautiful cheshbon for Rav Mordechai Epstein. But regardless, what do you see from here? What do you see from this guy? So the guy's quoting the other Lishna in the Gemara in Erevin, Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara's Lishna of Mitgri Adadi. Right, we had a shayla. You worried with the koira that maybe it's going to fall in, and it's a rabbin. So how do you look at a rabbin? One Lishna, the Gemara said, some Talmidim heard from Rabba. Oh, by a rabbi, you have to be more concerned. Because Gedeir de Beishutvi Leichamim of Leikariri. Others say, I heard from Rabbi Punkfakert that when it comes to a rabbin, it's Mitgeri Adadi. Lamaisa, you find both of them brought down in halacha. You have the halacha of Mezuzah de Rab, just one example. Yuma dafir alef amir alef. You check it twice in 50 years. Why? Says the Chassam Soif in a tshuva, the way he explains Rashi, it's because it's a Gedeir de Beishutvi. Leichamim, you have Gedeir de Beishutvi in Bava Masrut Afkhavdal, you had it in today's up. It's something that comes up all the time. And then you have the Goyen. Where the Goyin said, there's no Gzeir Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramis B'Shus Arabim. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, when it comes to Megillas Koheles and Megillas Shir Hashirim, because of the other Svara that the Gemara gave in Erev and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Svara Mitkri Adadi. So obviously you can say Svara is to be Mechalik between all these different things, but Hein L'Chochem V'Yach Kamayim.